You're listening to Four Seas, One Family, April 22nd, 2019 update. Welcome to Four Seas, One Family, the podcast where expats, immigrants, and migrants can share and learn about life experiences abroad. I'm your host, James Thomas, coming to you from Taipei, Taiwan, and I'm so glad to have you traveling along with me on this journey, and welcome to the show. Thank you very much for tuning in to us today, and I bet a lot of you have been wondering where we have been for the past couple of weeks. Well, a lot of things have been going on, and a lot of it is pretty good. Well, in a nutshell, we have been, along with our whole floor, forced out by our landlord. The landlord decided that they would like to sell the whole floor, and I'm talking about hundreds of square feet. But that's cool. That's cool. So we had to, in the past couple of weeks, hurry up and look for a place to move our studio and our other facilities and stuff like that. But we were lucky to be able to find a place that was approximately less than 800 meters away. So we'll be moving right here in Taipei, diagonally from where we're located right now, about 400 meters. And we're lucky we found another place, a little bit smaller, but a lot more comfortable, and in a lot of ways, a lot more convenient. At least if you're traveling in Taipei on the MRT. But it's all cool. It's all cool, and it's all good. And things happen for a reason. And the only thing you can do is keep a positive mindset and keep moving, because we really enjoy delivering what we are doing here with Four Seas, One Family, to prove that we people have a lot more in common than we think. And don't forget it, because, you know, we only got one world to live, and we should take the time to learn about one another, regardless of the difficulties that we have to face. So also, a lot of things have been going on. We've been having a lot of, you know, unfortunate things dealing with setting up other projects, setting up projects for expat podcasters, but that fell out because, you know, I've been really, really busting it out, and the person I was working with, well, felt I was not producing the way I should. But things happen. I have to look for a new location, and balancing the finances so that it'll allow me to make this, you know, move. That's a lot of things to move, 200 people to deal with and stuff like that. It's not an easy thing, but I don't expect other people to understand that, or maybe in some cases even care, but I know what I'm doing is the right thing, not only for what I enjoy doing, but hopefully to show people the world. Like I said before, we have a lot more in common than we think. So a lot of things have to take a back seat, and that includes the Expat Roundtable Facebook group and our other Twitter postings and stuff like that. But I have to stand up and do the right thing. But we have a lot of projects going on, and some fell to the ground, but there's others that's picking right up, and that would include our new YouTube presence that's coming soon. And hopefully by next month, that's May, we'll be in the middle of May, I should say, our new location. We're building a new studio. That's right. So I got an excuse to build a new studio. And it will be quite updated. We'll have sound conditioned rooms, air conditioners, and everything. No more being in my office studio, having to turn off the air conditioner. And, you know, it can get really hot here in Taipei and melting. So I'll have an office studio that will have filtered air conditioning and soundproofing up to snuff, and less noise and a lot better lighting, you know, because it will be specifically designed to be a studio. And I'll be away from highway traffic, because my old office had a very big window in it. And thank goodness we have pretty good dynamic mics in the office. And it kept a lot of the noise out, but now I'll be encased in a room that's really treated to keep out all that ambient outside noise and keep the noise inside the studio room, whatever you want to call it, intact. We'll be having sound paneling set up, absorption and stuff like that. So this is going to be really cool. Maybe not as good as a lot of professional radio, television stations like that, but it will be way above what's needed to deliver this podcast and our future YouTube video casts. Now, the next thing I would like to talk about, and this is, I've been thinking about this for weeks, you know, Four Seasons One Family has been really laser focused on finding people that share the same goal, the same mission as we have here, to have people learn about living overseas and exchanging and adapting to life abroad. Well, I think we have to make a little gear shift here and actually focusing more on things that are in depth and root causes to explain why people have to learn to live together and the things that are preventing us from doing so. Now, most of the episodes I've produced in the past year and a half have been quite diligently and purposely avoid of any confrontational topics and stuff like that. But I think that may appear to some people as me purposely running away from certain topics, but it's really not. I think in this show, I should rather say we think, that we have to focus more on items and news events, not to say we want to become a news program, but on events that certain nations or people who control the realms of certain nations do that affect us all. Well, in some ways, whether it may seem indirect, but in many cases, directly. So this is taking a lot, especially from me, a lot of soul searching. And I've decided we're going to actually still stay on focus to show that, like I said, this is the third time people have a lot more in common than they think, but to make a little change of course, redirection, I should say, to focus on in more detail on the underlinings of things that are preventing us from learning from each other, preventing us from learning more how to communicate and deal with our idiosyncrasies and stuff like that. Yes, we all have our uniqueness, our specialties, our special pride, but a lot of it does overlap with each other. And this is the part that, well, it's fun to look into, not to really hide and kind of like put it in a separated room and wrap it up and not share it. So, and the next thing is that we'll be looking to build up more collaborations, especially starting from here in Taipei, Taiwan, where I'm located. I'll be working on another local show here that focuses more on adapting to life here in Taipei, where I'm located. And we'll be talking about things internationally that affects our region in Taipei in general, specifically. And how to adjust to living out here. And it'll be a call-in, in fact. We'll have calls coming that will be vetted and be able to do, people will be able to take part in our live shows. And it should be fun. I'm sure it's going to be kind of tough. We're going to have our trolls and haters. But, you know, it seems like today, if you don't have any haters, that means you're not saying anything worth listening to. And sometimes it's better to stand up for something than not to stand up at all. I mean, it's good to stand up for something that you believe in. That's, in fact, in honesty, quite positive, and that is undeniable. So, you know, it's been a rough couple of weeks, and it's kind of like tore my heart out a little bit, especially from people I thought were really behind of me. But I did do what I could do to stay up to 3-4 o'clock in the morning doing things to get things done. But you know, sometimes you can't climb over the wall. Sometimes everybody has their own great walls to climb, right? But nevertheless, I'll get this up on the feed and look forward to hearing from you. And you know, please drop by the website if you'd like to hear any, you know, questions or like that. Like me to answer any questions about living life overseas. And yes, we will be, oh, I forgot about this. We'll be starting our Patreon page, about time, to really help us managed to travel more in the region and build up more correspondence from other people, other expats who are living overseas who would like to send in their part, their view to us here, to even broadcast in our YouTube channel, on our YouTube channel, or here in our podcast. So once again, you know, thank you very much for tuning to us here at Four Seas One Family. Thank you very much, and I really, really do appreciate you joining me here. For Four Seas One Family, I'm James Thomas from Taipei, Taiwan. Take care and zaijian.